Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ein meimirin evarim be'eburim. One cannot exchange the Kedusha from an uber, from a fetus, onto the limb of an animal. So if we have, let's say, a whole animal, we want to say the Kedusha that's on the fetus of the carbon should go onto the leg of the animal. That does not work. V'loy ubarin be'evarim. So too, if you have an animal, you say the Kedusha should go off the leg of the animal onto the fetus of an animal of chulin, also that would not extend the Kedusha. Velo evarin ve'ubarin b'shleimen. So too, if you have an entire animal, you can't say that the Kedusha of the whole animal should go onto the limb, which is cut up, or a fetus. Velo shleimen behem, nor vice versa. Rabbi Yossi says, meimirin Evarim b'shleimim, v'lo shleimim be'evarim. One can exchange a limb for a shalim. So if you have an entire animal, the Kedusha could go onto the limb. V'lo shleimim be'evarim, however, the Kedusha cannot come off a limb to go onto the entire animal. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, he explains, V'alei b'mukdashin, we find by where you're initially making an animal hegdish. We say, Ha'aymer rangla shalzu ayla, kula ayla. If you say, I'm only being makdish, the foot of an animal. The halacha is that the entire animal becomes an ayla. So too, afkishiyomar rangla shalzu, tachazu, if you say, I only want this leg to be instead of that animal, tehei kula tumura tachteha, the entire animal should become kadosh, because although you only said I want this leg to become kadosh from that other animal, since if I initially only made the leg kadosh, it would have expanded to the entire animal. So too, when I say I want just the leg to be a tzemura, the kedusha is going to expand to the entire animal. Tana Kama holds that this idea of expansion only works by an aver shehaneshama teluya boy. For example, if you makdish the heart or the brain or a limb which the animal cannot live without, that's when we say we perceive it as if you were makdish the entire animal. However, if you just said, being makdish a foot, which an animal can live without a foot, we do not assume that the kedusha will extend to the rest of the animal. Mishnah Dalet. Ein hameduma medameya ela lefi cheshbon. Let's say we have truma that fell into chulin. So although by kosher, by iser v'heter, we say that iser is batel b'shishim in 1/60th, when it comes to teruma, we say teruma is batel in 1/100th. So in this scenario, we had teruma fell into, let's say, 50 parts of chulin. And now part of that mixture fell into another mixture. So although the first mixture is completely forbidden, because the teruma is not batel, however, we consider the amount that went into the second mixture to be only 1/50th. Of the amount that went in. So therefore, if we have 100 times the 1/50th of the amount that fell into the second mixture would be permitted. Ein hamechumatz mechametz ela lefi cheshbon. Dough, if truma is used as a rising agent, let's say we had yeast, which was from truma, and it made a dough rise, the halacha is that the entire dough is forbidden. Now, if a little piece of that dough, which is forbidden, now fell or got mixed into another dough, then we say that it only asers lefi cheshbon. So if we have less than 1/50th of yeast in the dough that fell, we will say that if you have 100 times, and if that dough would not be able to make the second dough rise, if the amount of truma in the dough would not be enough to make the second mixture rise, then the second dough would be permitted. Ein hamayim hasheuvim paislam es hamikvah ela lefi cheshbon. A mikvah, we know, has to be mayim chayim. If the water was detached from its natural source with a bucket, then it becomes mayim she'uvim, which means drawn water, and that water is not kosher for a mikvah. The halacha is that if you have 3 lug of mayim she'uvim falling into a kosher mikvah, the entire mikvah becomes pasul. So we're saying that this halacha, that three lugim, pasul a mikvah, that's only if they come in three kelim or less, meaning that you have an entire lug coming out of each utensil. However, if you have less than a lug coming out of each utensil, then the mikvah does not become pasul.